A partisan as the fighting drags on. The Second American Civil War by Colorado poet Robert Cooperman, narrated by Roger Netzer. I know what we're fighting for, but sometimes I ask myself, was it so bad before that we needed to arm, train, then actually kill? Sometimes at a gun's clean distance, sometimes up close with bayonets. Once, strangling a kid not much older than I was when this war began. Then I remember how Guns for America and the Neo-Liberty Boys and their representatives in Congress and state legislatures and those five Supreme Court warlocks tried to steal our rights, like grabbing a child's toy after making a gift of the rattle to the innocent tyke. And I see a tide of blood like the algae that pollutes the Mediterranean, and I want to shoot everyone who looks like a self-satisfied, patriotic, gun-crazed neo-liberty boy. Still, I grow tired of the fighting, which looks like it'll go on forever. I've got to psych myself and my unit that if that's the case, so be it. This is our fate, our duty. But I almost wish we'd surrender, so I can finally sleep again, though I know exactly what surrender and sleep will mean for us.